Welcome back to Nasa Kingdom on the Parsha. Parshas Balak, we learned the story of Balak summoning Bilam and trying to curse Klal Yisrael. And Chazal say in Maseches Brachos that those days, Becholos and Yomim, lo kos HaKadosh Baruch Hashem didn't get angry at Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara there explains that every single day there is a rega, a moment, that Hashem is angry, and Bilam's skill was to know exactly when that moment was, just like, maybe just enough time to say the word rega, and in that time, Bilam was aware that Hashem was angry, and he would be able to curse. And when you curse at a moment of Hashem's anger, so you're able to accomplish great harm. He sought to cause damage to Klal Yisrael. He was looking for this rega. And all those days, Hashem did not get angry out of his love for Klal Yisrael. Now, Tosfos there in Brachos actually gives two explanations for how this could be. How could he give a curse in such a short time? In just a rega, in a moment, how could you curse Klal Yisrael? And Tosos in Maseches Brachos gives two answers. One pshat is that Bilam could have said kalem, like destroy them. In one word, it takes just a rega to say the word kalem. Two syllables, destroy them. And that was the curse. And they offer another pshat, and this is all gone in Tosos in Brachos, another pshat that, no, as long as it starts in the rega, as long as it starts in the moment of anger, but it can go on for really much longer. And that, therefore, it could be a much longer curse. And it just started in the rega. Now, the Dasakanim over here, right, the Bali Tosfos, Parish quoting Bali Tosfos, give a little bit of an elaboration on the Tosfos in Brachos that is familiar to many. This analysis is, I think, a little bit less familiar. First off, they bring a support for this kalim shot. They say, right, the pasuk says, "Vayavoch Hashem Elokecha lecha esaklal levracha." Right, that Hashem, what does he do to Bilam's curses? He turns them into brachos. He flips the curses into the bracha. So what's this referring to? So the pasuk says over here, "Ut the pasuk of Bilam's bracha, utruas melech bo," that the trua of the king is in it. The trua, whether it's like the shofar blast or some reus, this friendship of the king is with it. So, truas melech bo, the word melech is actually the reverse of the word kalem, destroy them. So, how do we see that v'hayafoch Hashem elkecha lecha esaklal levracha? We see that Hashem turned the curse into a blessing. Well, we see from what Bilam said truas melech bo, we see what he really wanted to say. He didn't want to say melech, he wanted to say kalem. Now, that's the support for the first answer. However, the Bali Tosfos don't seem to be so thrilled with it, because they have another question. They say, or really, the first question, I guess, is that we know that the Gemara in Brachos also quotes a story where Rabbi Yeshua had heretics that he was dealing with, and he wanted to curse them, and he tried to arrange a situation where he could determine when that moment of anger was by Hashem, and when Hashem was at that moment, when Hashem was angry, he fell asleep, and he realized, it's not appropriate for me to do this. So the Bali Tosfos assume over here in the Das Kanim that He probably was going to say a real curse, and if he was going to say a longer curse, they seem to assume he wasn't going to say something like Kalein, something more elaborate or detailed, and he couldn't have done this in such a short time. But they support it with, I think, what's an even stronger question, if you want to view it like that, is that Rabbi Yochanan says in the Gemara that Mibrichasav to Oso Rasha Atalamin Mahaya Belibo, right? That from the blessings that Bilam said, we can realize the curse. Meaning the opposite of the blessings he gave is the curse that he really intended to give. Now we see tons and tons of blessings. Psukim and psukim of blessings about the kinesios and things like that. Matova l'arayakum mishkan asach Yisrael. All these beautiful brachos, which implies that the klolos, the curses, were at least close to as long as that. Certainly longer than what would be able to be covered in just a moment, just a rega of anger. Therefore, the Das Kanim concludes over here that the most likely approach of Tosfos and Maseches Brachos is the one that the rega is not how long the curse has to be, but just when the curse has to start. Interesting, Musar, is the importance of beginnings and first impressions, and a lot of people are starting new things. I'm starting something new here in camp. A lot of people are starting new things in these next couple of months or in September. The importance of first impressions, but definitely opening conversations and having somebody's attention and the first moment of a discussion. Opening line can set the tone for the entire conversation, so it's important to have those opening thoughts clear and that they should begin at a proper rega. Wishing you all a beautiful Shabbos.